Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line this morning is psychologist Dr. Louis Olivier, clinical and a counseling psychologist in Pretoria. We want to understand psychologically, why on earth do we procrastinate? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for being part.
A great pleasure. We all do it, don't we? To a greater or larger extent.
You're quite right. But I think if we look at the definition of procrastination, procrastination is a complicated failure of self-regulation. So people that really procrastinate find it difficult to self-regulate themselves.
So how do we know?
Obviously, for different reasons.
So how do we know when it's a problem? Because, you know, obviously we all going to avoid doing something, you know, we've got to go and clean out a cupboard. I don't know, a stupid example. Or sit down and write an email that we know is going to be confrontational. We don't want to do it. We all do it to a greater or lesser extent. How do we know when we've got a problem with this?
You're quite right. We all do it because sometimes we don't want to do something. It becomes a problem when it actually reaches all the areas of your life, where you procrastinate in all areas of your life.
So it's not a specific task. It's about the general, that it becomes a theme throughout.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And what are our reasons for doing this when it is a problem?
Well, I think there's quite a few reasons. The first reason is performance anxiety. That is the fear of not doing the task well and being criticized. Therefore, I'm not going to try and even do it. So that's the first one. The second one is a fear of commencing with a task. A lot of people, and we all know that feeling, we have a prejudice to starting a task, and eventually when we do it, then we can't understand why we had such trouble starting it in the first place.
It's like an inertia just to get moving around that task.
That's correct. And then there's the third one is almost a learned helplessness. You get many parents at the moment that will instigate and drive the project that the child has at school instead of leaving the child to do it themselves. And then it is a question of in adulthood, there's nobody to drive the person, so the person doesn't have that drive and therefore procrastinates.
That is so interesting. You know, I've read up quite a bit about learned helplessness, but I didn't realize that it has an impact here on the fact that we might teach our children to to rob our children of the skills of being able to manage something like this on their own.
Yeah, I think parents try and help, but I'm also, except for being a psychologist, I'm also a teacher, trained teacher, and the projects are given to the children for a purpose, and that is that they should drive the project themselves. So it's more than just the project, it's actually an educational task.
So those are our main reasons. So it's a fear of failure being one of them. So we just don't want to, we're scared. So it's almost a self-esteem thing, maybe.
Yeah, but there's also a few other reasons. The other one is perfectionism, where people are so perfectionist that they plan and go get on, but they don't get on and execute the task. Then a very general problem is a tendency to self-defeat. There's many people that have this tendency. It comes from the subconscious mind where they have a self-defeating tendency because of subconscious reasons. And then although they might want to do the task, they undermine themselves in not doing it.
So how do we assist somebody in this way? How do we, how do we assist ourselves? If I know that there's just a certain thing that I've got to get to, is it important to stop and understand, look at ourselves to say, what is going on here? Why aren't I getting to clean out that cupboard? What is stopping me from doing this? What is stopping me from writing that email that that I know that I need to get to?
I think that's a very good question, because self-defeating behavior actually occurs in many areas of our lives. And if we start seeing that we are in fact shooting ourselves in the foot in many areas, we need therapy, because that comes from the subconscious mind. And we often resolve that by doing hypnotherapy with a person and then seeing what is in the unconscious mind that is actually causing the behavior.
That is so interesting. To explain that a little bit more, how hypnotherapy works in this regard.
Well, if you do hypnosis, you can actually go back to the origin of what is the problem. And often a self-defeating behavior is caused by some guilt feelings, and therefore the self-defeating behavior is punishment. And if we can get to the where the guilt feelings come from, we can obviously resolve it.
And how complicated is that? What kind of a process does somebody have to go through? Is it months of therapy? Can you go in for one session? How does that work?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not one session. It's actually what we call self-hypnoanalysis. It's an analysis of the whole life of the person, because if we can take it from a computer sense of view, there's a default mechanism that's in the person that has to be reset. And you have to find out where that default is, but you can ask the unconscious mind, so it would take about 8 to 10 sessions to resolve that.
Absolutely fascinating. I think it's so valuable, because you've explained it in such simple terms, that there's something, there's almost a glitch that's defaulting the person back to either, as you say, guilt, or it's a self-sabotage in a way. And it's probably a lot easier to go back that way, identify what it is in order to bring it out into the open and deal with it.
Yeah. And then there's also two other problems that causes procrastination. That is depression. If people suffer from major depression, they find it very difficult to focus and to concentrate, and also to be goal directed. So that's and the last one would be a brain injury. When people have a brain injury, especially in the frontal area of the brain, the frontal lobes, then our executive functions is affected. And the executive functions lies in the frontal lobe, and that is our ability for goal formulation and planning, and our ability to self-regulate. That lies in the frontal area of the brain.